This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Israelis in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are on Tuesday marked 1 month since the devastating attacks by Hamas militants, honoring victims and hostages by holding demonstrations and candlelight vigils. Hundreds of people gathered outside Israel's parliament, the Knesset, in Jerusalem on Tuesday evening, many of them protesting government inaction and failures over the traumatic events of October 7th. In central Tel Aviv, dozens gathered around a makeshift memorial to light candles. U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria have come under attack at least five times over the past 2 days, according to U.S. defense officials, as Iranian-backed militias persist in their campaign in support of Hamas's fight against Israel. VOA national security correspondent Jeff Selden has more.
The latest attacks came Tuesday, a rocket attack on U.S. troops in Syria and a drone attack on U.S. forces at Erbil Air Base in Iraq. The Pentagon says both attacks, like three others on Monday, failed to make an impact. Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh also says, despite the uptick in attacks, deterrence, including a pair of airstrikes against Iranian-linked facilities in Iraq last month, is working.
Our purpose is to ensure that this conflict doesn't widen out beyond Israel.
Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
Five hostages of Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, are free, offering some hope to the families of others snatched in southern Israel during the militants' deadly rampage on October 7th. Israel, in late October, announced its first hostage rescue, that of Army Private Ori Megdish. Hamas earlier released Judith and Natalie Renan, mother and daughter, and Yoshevet Lifshitz, 85, along with 79-year-old Nurit Cooper. Hamas said it would let the others go in return for thousands of Palestinian prisoners held by Israel, which has dismissed the offer. For additional stories, visit VOA News.